The Black Widow of the Heartland, Belle Gunness, on this moment of Indiana history, presented with support from the Indiana Historical Society, home of the 4th Annual Holiday Author Fair, featuring more than 90 Indiana authors, Saturday, December 2nd from noon to 4. Information at indianahistory.org. Born in Norway in 1859, the woman who would come to be known as Belle Gunness came to Chicago, married, and started a confectionery business. When the shop mysteriously burned to the ground, the couple collected enough insurance money to purchase a new home. That home, too, was consumed by flames, and Belle's husband dropped dead soon after on a day his two life insurance policies overlapped. Fraud had given way to murder, and by 1902, Belle was plying a macabre money-making scheme from her home base in LaPorte, Indiana. Belle lured lonely hearts from across the Midwest by way of personal ads placed in major newspapers. A steady stream of suitors responded to her offer of wifely companionship in exchange for a sum of money needed to pay off a mortgage. One by one, the gentlemen callers arrived at her farm and promptly disappeared. In the spring of 1908, as one vanished suitor's brother was making persistent inquiries and threatening to investigate, Belle's farmhouse went up in flames. The bodies of her three children and one presumed to be Belle's were found. Further excavation unearthed dismembered human remains in the hog pen. It was later determined that Belle had murdered at least 42 men and bilked them of more than $250,000, only to stage her own death and escape apprehension. This moment of Indiana history is a production of the Indiana Public Broadcasting Stations in association with the Indiana Historical Society. More information is available online at momentofindianahistory.org.